Blog Talk Radio.
What happened? Can you hear me? All right, guys, the call-in queue is open, 646-668-2519, 646-668-2519. That's the number. It's funny, guys, we're just waiting for the people to call in, right? I won't hold you guys too long tonight. It's funny that you mentioned this because for most niggas probably ugly. Like, they not probably as bad as me, right? But they fucked up, okay? But let's just be honest, dog. We being diplomatic. Let's turn into a nigga show. Turn into a nigga show. Yeah. We might as well stop playing these niggas. You niggas out there, most of y'all know that the only person that told you that you lived ill was your grandma, and she'd been blind in that eye for many years since the stroke of 86. Okay. She don't even be calling your name. She be calling you niggas in the Bible, Mark, Matthew, Luke, or John. Just, you know, before she gets your name, all the four gospel writers come first. So, you know, so let's just be honest. Most of the bitches that I would want to be able to fuck with, And I will say, even if you like in Africa or in Black America, in Africa, even getting the best looking chicks in Africa ain't easy as niggas will think. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Black Wolf. Black Wolf, you know I'm just trolling, man. But I'm just being real, right? Even in Africa, it's easier, but it's a little bit more hard, right? What happens is the chicks that are typically who we want to fuck with, they're not chicks that really want to make a nigga like, oh, damn, I really want to fuck on you. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem where niggas, that's the situation. I think if most niggas had a female, she was bad, and she was there for us, we would be like, but here's the thing, right? What's this whole Pookie and Ray Ray debate about? This whole Pookie and Ray Burry debate about the educated lame is about is basically the women that I'm interested in don't want to fuck me. So then what happens is LER is we say, oh, I'm more compatible with this person, but she's not physically attractive. Then the anti-argument to that or the anti-thesis is, oh, you're settling. Which is, but, yeah, go ahead. Well, I mean, I think that goes that that's the girl with the choir robe on with the big booty that nobody knows has the big booty, but if you can see it through the choir robe, it's there. I mean, I get that too, but here's some situations. The guy's calling to the show. I think it goes back to what most brothers, the woman, I mean, most dudes have an eye to see if this female, even if she's a nerd, let's be honest, there's not some chick that you that's been looking at you for a while and she goes get made over and you like, God damn, she's fine. No. If a woman is working with something, you know. You know, right? But what happens is that most dudes are here. The women that I want do not want me, are not interested in me. And the women that want me, I am not interested in. That's what happens. 98% of the time. Go ahead. Right. Okay. Yeah, I saw that. Is that bad, huh?
Hassani Ali from the D, your relationship and marriage coach. How you doing?
What, man? Hold on one second, man. We gotta do that show. Let me give applause to my brother right now, man. That's our brother, man. He's right in the Negro manosphere and everything, brother. Go ahead and tell everybody what's up with you, brother.
So, Hassani Ali, marriage and relationship coach out of Detroit. Helping to raise this marriage rate here throughout the diaspora. But listen, shout out to LAR. I was listening to the show, and I had to chime in on this because LAR hit it right on the head that everybody has a fetish. From the relationship standpoint, when my wife and I, when we take phone calls and we hear what people are going through, Osha, you wouldn't believe it. We hear people say, we're about to break up, we're about to get a divorce. And the number one question that we ask is, what was your purpose for getting together in the first place? And it's always a dead ass silence. And so we tell them,
wow,
we need to go back to the drawing board and say, what are you together for? Because in the back of our minds, we know y'all just like to fuck. And that's it. You know? And so people need to just be honest about what they truly want out of a person. As, you know, instead of trying to mask it for what it is, like you talked about the whole Pookie and Ray Ray debate. And like you said, people just want to fuck who they're attracted to, who they desire, instead of just saying, you know, this is my fetish and this is what I want to explore. And so I'm not going to be on too long. I just wanted just to reiterate, hit that point on the head really quickly. LAR hit it right on the head with the fetish thing, and I had to chime in on that one. Shout out to him.
Man, shout out to Brother Hassani Ali. We gotta do a show on that topic right there, man. I saw a brother, man. His wife has a consulting business, man, for relationships. Let me, what do you think about the LAR? That was interesting, man. What do you think about when they ask, why are you together? There's silence, brother. What do you think about that? Right. Well, I want to thank some of you niggas for teaching some of these girls some tricks in their mouth, man. I really appreciate what you niggas have done for me. But go ahead. When you say 630, we're coming to you next. Don't hang up. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, let me go. Oh, hold on one second. Let me do this real quick. Yo, what's up, everybody in chat? 630, I'm coming to you real quick. I don't know what's going on, man. Y'all niggas in church or something like that? The number is 646-668-2519, right? We want you guys to call in. Let us know what you think about good sex versus good compatibility. What's better? What do you prefer? Do you prefer good sex or good compatibility? Let's get the people calling in tonight, man. We've got 244 people. You know, we're going to be quiet and let you guys talk. So I want all the brothers to call in tonight. That's why we have the Brother Phil podcast. If I can get 10 brothers to call in right now, press 8 if you will call in tonight. Shout out to Black Wolf for the super chat. So call in to the number. Make sure you like the video for us, brothers. Let's go to area code 630-638. You're on the line with the Brother Phil. What's going on?
Hi, O'Shea. How you doing?
Hello.
It's Jane. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hold on. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, is this Jane?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, it's Jane.
Yeah, what's up, Jane? How you doing?
Hey, sweetie, how you doing? This is my second favorite. This is my second favorite conversation next to money. So, you know, you got me again.
Well, baby,
That's because you're nasty. But anyway, when I always think of compatibility first, I think that when you're talking about sex, when you're talking about money, when you're talking about all the peripheral stuff, that all really falls under the umbrella of compatibility. I want somebody that I can vibe with. I'm one of those types of chicks where the vibe has got to be right for me. Like, I got to feel like I can talk to the other person about something because I'm like sapiosexual, which means I get turned on intellectually. So if I don't think a guy is smart, if I don't think that a guy has anything to say to me, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work for me. Hello? I don't know if you can hear me or not. So I'll keep talking because apparently the chat can hear me. Yeah, if the vibe isn't there, if I'm not able to, wait a second, I see LAR movement. Yeah, if the vibe isn't there, I'm not going to be interested at all in connecting with somebody. And I think that's what happens a lot of times. Because if you just go off of attraction, like LAR was saying earlier, you're going to get bored. You're going to be tired of sleeping with the same person all the time because you have nothing else. It's, you got to be able to go deeper with a person. You can fuck anybody. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. You can sleep with anybody, but in order for you to really connect with someone, that's when you have sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
so
you need to go along. Sure, go ahead.
What are you looking for if you want to be compatible? What are you looking for in a man that makes him compatible to you?
Do you mean me personally or do you mean generically?
You personally.
Okay. Well, the first thing is that I look for a really good sense of humor. And most people, when they say good sense of humor, they really mean not only can he make me laugh, but he gets my crazy too. So he's got to be able to get, because I can go off on some esoteric tangents, so he's got to be able to keep up. And then, most importantly, I look for smart. Like, a guy has to be very quick on his feet and very smart. He's got to be very driven and motivated because I spend a lot of time grinding. So it's really hard for me to respect somebody who doesn't grind. Now, I'm not a type A personality necessarily, but I'm usually attracted to type A personality. So I've noticed in the manosphere, they talk a lot about alphas and betas. I more talk about the type A personality, the guy who's driven, who's about his business, who has a really good work ethic, who is constantly doing something to move his life forward. You know what I mean? He constantly wants to grow and do a variety of different things. I like a guy who's interested in the arts in some way. By that I mean that if he goes to see a movie, he has an opinion about it. He just isn't laid back going, oh, yeah, that was dope. Shit blew up. You know, I can only do that to a certain extent. I'm one of those people where I pride myself on my ability to talk about everything. But if we get past, you know, Jay-Z being the GOAT, you need to be able to talk to me about more than just one topic, you know. And I find a lot of guys go deep on one subject. They don't have a broad spectrum of knowledge. So I look for guys who are thinkers, who are thinking about what they
think about
consume.
What, though? Give me an example. Think about what, like, I'm thinking about rubbing your ankle tonight, but that don't mean that I'm, you got an interesting laugh, baby.
It just, I get a visual every time you say that of you actually rubbing my ankles with coconut oil. I don't. It's really specific, too. It's really specific. So that's just so funny to me. That and the Kool-Aid thing, that tickles me every time. I like a guy who's thinking about something on a bunch of different levels. I want to know what his perspective is on things. Like, I like fully formed thoughts and ideas and his ability to articulate those fully formed thoughts and ideas. You know, like, I don't care what it is. I'm not a sports person. But if he wants me to watch the game with him, I want him to be able to tell me something about the game besides how it's played, even if it comes down to, like, talking about the players or the politics of the game or, you know, the business side of the game. You know, I'm always down to talk about money. I want I like guys who are very diverse in the things that they like to do. I don't need someone to be a mirror of myself, you know, but I want him to be open to something new that he may not have done that I may be expert in. I want him to be able to ride my ways as much as, you know, let me ride his way. You know what I mean? That's what I really feel that you get into true compatibility when you get into a situation where you like, man, I didn't know anything about Thai food, but, you know, my girl took me to this new place. I tried something besides, you know, the pad thai with the peanuts. And I didn't know. It was dope. And I want to be able to say, yeah, you know, like I don't, you know, I was never really into sports, say, but, you know, I was watching a game with my dude, and he was telling me, and I actually see the beauty in football. That's the kind of compatibility that I think is important. But then again, I'm a weirdo.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me shout out to Jane. Let me go to 904. I think this is Love C. Shawty. 904, you in the building. What's up, brother?
What's going on? No, this is not Love C. Shawty, although he's a cool brother. I mess with him. This...
Yep. Uncle Larry. You know I know who
What's going
man.
On, man?
I heard the boy. What up? Hold on. Let me go ahead and get
Chilling,
let me Uncle Larry an applause. Hold on. Let me bring you in right. Uncle Larry, drop some game on him, brother. Go ahead.
It's so funny, man, as I was listening to the show, I was listening to the last caller, and she kind of stole a lot of my thunder. But and then definitely what L.A.R. said, it made a whole lot of sense. I think for me, I would choose compatibility over sex any day, because sex is something that's done periodically, as good as it is, but compatibility denotes that you got to deal with that person on a day-to-day basis. And it's nothing worse than smashing somebody and then looking at them, saying to yourself, well, I said this to myself, my goodness, why did I do this? Am I an idiot? Like, I don't even like this person. So I would say compatibility, man, hands down.
Well, let's talk about the Brazilian thing, man, because you were talking about that. We did a show on that before. What did you find out about compatibility dealing with the Brazilian woman?
Well, I think for me, the compatibility was there were certain qualities that I was looking for that I felt that I was a lot more compatible with. I gravitate towards femininity, you know, kindness, you know, different virtues that it's not as prevalent. I'm not saying that it's not anybody in the U.S. that's doing that, but it's not as prevalent as say, it used to be. And so when I went there, you know, you had natural beauty, you know, despite some of the cosmetic services, you know, surgeries or whatever, you had natural beauty, you had people who were feminine, you had people who were accommodating, they were kind, and that's something that I gravitated to. But what turned me off was to the degree that they're fine and, you know, beautiful and feminine and all of that, sometimes they're very controlling. Sometimes you don't know which way is up. Are they trying to get with you because they're trying to get a green card, or do they genuinely like you? And then, of course, there's, you know, the basic commonalities, because there's a language barrier. They don't get the jokes. They don't get certain phrases. You have to explain everything. And when someone told me that, I was like, well, it's probably not going to be that much of an issue. But imagine trying to sit down and explain to somebody in Portuguese why JJ saying dynamite is so funny. I mean, it's just stuff like that, man. So I think that, you know, despite, you know, the things that brought us together, the other things in the compatibility area, it kind of drove us apart. So, you know, that's, you can go anywhere overseas. And I think if put it like this, right? Let me say this. If somebody is an English-speaking person, although they might not necessarily get certain things here in Western culture, you know, the jokes and, you know, just certain, you know, mannerisms and stuff like that that we do here in the U.S., probably a little bit easier for them to acclimate to where we are. But if it's a situation where there's, you know, that and a language barrier, now you've made your job that much more difficult. So, yeah, that was the thing that kind of drove, that turned me off completely about that situation. But they are very beautiful. And if it's a situation where you just saying, hey, you know, I don't necessarily want you to learn English or whatever. I'll learn your language. I just, we'll just smash all day. And then, you know, we'll, you know, look at Portuguese TV, then, you know, have at it. But, you know, I wanted something else.
Man, okay. Well, man, you know, I'm glad you like the stream we had earlier, player. So we hopefully, you know, I'm out here working full time, brother, trying to get things, trying to get these. What do you think about that young lady earlier? She was all right, Brett?
Man, I heard dang, I heard Mystical theme song when she stood up. I was like, my goodness. I said to myself, boy, woo, that girl was bad, boy. Oh, my goodness. I almost
man,
had
that's
at American Airlines trying to get ready to get a ticket.
Well, shit, man, that's Uncle Larry out of Florida. I got you, brother. That's my uncle, man, Uncle Larry. I'm going to get one of these women for Uncle Larry before I go, man. LER, give me one more call, 225, be on the air. And thank you, Renaissance, for the super chat. 225, what's going on, brother? Hello? 225. 225? 225.
What's up, Jose?
What's up, Jose?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I'm here. What's up? Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm in a Walmart line checking y'all out, man. Hello? All right.
Well, what's going on? Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Hotel. Hey, man, it's you're like 2 seconds ahead of me. I really can't hear you.
Okay. What about now? Hello? All right, I need to go to Walmart. So let me go back to LAR. LAR, say something. All right. What you want to add to the thing, brother? All right, let me see what we got here. So let me do some shout outs, man. Again, I appreciate everybody in the chat, you know, supporting the show. As usual, as you brothers and sisters always do. Let me go ahead. What is today? The date, man? The 23rd. Oh, okay. Hotep. Let me go ahead and shout out a few people. God, thank you so much, man, for all the support tonight. Let me shout out some of the people. Goddamn, my shit is kind of slow, man. I'm tired of asking Wi-Fi, nigga. Let me get back to Europe, though. You don't just wait. This goddamn slow-ass internet. Man, I'm tired. Yeah, man, this is some bullshit, man. Like, goddamn. I can't wait to get back to Europe, man, but I gotta be here. All right, let me tell you. See, it's the manosphere's fault. I'm gonna tell you why it's you niggas' fault. I gotta blame you niggas. Because now I gotta stay in Africa a little bit longer. All right, shout out to Marcus Love. I still love sex, but now it's about compatibility. Four Circle, shout out to LAR Movement, Ocean, and the Manosphere. What's up? Renaissance Women Support. Shalom, I support Black Male Media. Time Bandit, 34 Blast. Black Wolf, Nicholas Penn. Red's back out. Everybody, Terrence B, what up? Josh Quick, I say good kind of compatibility because sometimes sex ain't going to be all that you got when you hit it so many times. Yeah, let me just say something, man. I kind of want to go on a little bit of a rant. You mind, dog? Y'all know I'm not really into the people that like to bash, like, women or nothing, right? But I will tell you, though, Black women in America, when it comes to picking, like, Black men got it bad, too. As a group of Black people, we have it bad. Like, let me say this. Well, I will say this about, like, Africa. I will say this about, like, let me just talk about Africa real quick. Like, in Africa, bruh, I'm really going to give what Marcus Love, and we're going to, instead of doing, like, a men's retreat out in Brazil or something, man, y'all going to have to come over here to Africa, dog. I'm going to need to start setting up some tours. Because the women that's going to be out here, man, is crazy. Like, and Great Black Shark, man, he been in Uganda. I'll tell you, I'd have been in Brazil. I'd have been off. Man, Uganda, listen, I put that motherfucker up against anybody. In Johannesburg, South Africa is pretty good. But I want to say this. You will see Black women out here in Africa who are with dudes, fine Black chicks, who are with dudes who are not, like, necessarily the top dudes in America, right? Like, you find that in Africa, you find that in Brazil, you find that other places. I think that's because we don't have a welfare state. But Black women, when it comes to being compatible or picking what they think should be compatible, I say they struggle so much with that shit, man. Like, there are no group of people in the United States that pick the most incompatible mates, the African American women. Second close to that is Black men because we pick each other. Right? So, you know what I mean? This is why I don't even know, really thinking Black relationships, do we even look at compatibility as a factor? Because I don't even think that good sex can even keep a motherfucker. Let's go back to that argument, right? Simple to P will tell you good sex cannot keep a woman faithful. I agree. But if good sex can't keep you, and if good compatibility can't keep you, what keeps you then? You know what I mean? That's the thing that we got to discuss, because what we see is a lot of times in Black relationships, okay, like Black women, he's funny, he makes me laugh, interesting. All right, we get along. But when the bills come through, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, you need to make sure that the light bills is cut on if he's responsible. See, we don't look at the other parts of compatibility we talk about social compatibility, but what I think what Black women don't look at, and a lot of urban women, they don't look at the other type of responsibility behind compatibility. That's the problem. We look at, okay, we get along, we vibe. It's funny, but we're not looking at this person don't manage money well. We don't look at this person is not going to be responsible? Can this person be my baby mama? I mean, my wife? Could this person be a good father? We don't look at those things. And I think black women, they really struggle with that responsibility portion of compatibility, and that's why the black community is a problem, and black men too. But black women really have a hard time with it. Let me go ahead and get a shout out here to Mr. G. How do we not consider sex as a primary factor, especially in today's climate? What are they bringing to the team to make us better? Yeah, more than sex. All right, what do you think some of these brothers are looking for outside of that? I mean, guys, call in and tell me, what are you looking for me? Comment right now. What are brothers looking for? Because it's not sex. What are they looking for in your opinion, LAR? Go ahead, I'm going to turn my camera off. Yeah, hold on, brother. Hold on. Can you hear me? We got a caller. Let's go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, say line.
Okay. What are you at home? Your mom out there? Oh, I'll take it. Oh, milk candy bar. There ain't no milk, it's milk.
I think this came back from the mail court part, Russell. Mighty Kamala, Jordan
signed that? No. Not right now.
I know the Lord will make a way. I know the Lord.
Huh?
What was it, dog?
Come right down, your mama, it's late.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, brother?
What?
I know the Lord. Trouble in my way. Trouble in my way. I gotta cry sometimes. I gotta cry. Oh, so much trouble.
Now, if you came here a little early, I'll let you get on. It's too late.
Gotta cry.
Go get Mr. K. Hey, go down the mirror. How's Miss Mary? Give me the candy.
Here we got nine. That's all.
You want the candy?
I know Jesus will fix it after a while.
I need some money. I need some money.
Death in the furnace.
What?
Long time ago. That rock in Meshach and the Billy Joe. They wouldn't marry me.
Yeah, who is it? Y'all hear me? Hey, y'all hear me?
Yeah, oh, we hear you, man. What's going on,
Methuselah?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, go down there. Go give me the can. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Go give me the can. Go and give me a look. Go get some candy. Bring me back some. Bye. Look here, I'm here. Sorry about that. Somebody come by the house.
Okay.
What did I just say? What did I just say? I ain't letting you play no computer. It's too late. Go home. Yeah, my bad. Sorry about all that.
Yeah,
one of my,
go ahead.
One of my neighbor's youngins. Look here. I want to. Give me the ball of peanuts in. I already got peanuts. Give me some sweet. Give me a little candy. Go ahead, bye. Get out of here. Look here. Sorry about that, y'all. Go. Look here. I want to speak a little bit more to getting rid of women because I'm an expert at that. I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you something. Look here. Picking back off of what LAR said. What up, LAR? Let me tell you what, bro. if you want to get rid of a woman, you better be careful with that "I love you," because sometimes that might make them stick around a little longer than what they need to. So what you want to do is you shower her with so much cotton picking affection to where you smother her. And eventually she going to leave real quick, fast, and hairy. And when I say shower her with affection, I don't mean every now and then call her once or twice a day. You call that son of a gun every 15 minutes. Just to, look here, just to express how you feel about her. And eventually she going to get so, look, it may start out a little fun for the first 2 or 3 days, but after that, man, she going to get so freaking tired of you, she going to do whatever she can to do to get rid of you. Matter of fact, she just going to tell you, look, it ain't working out between us. I got to go. And the phone guy, look, and eventually she going to stop. She going to stop answering your phone call. Well, I just thought I'd throw that up in that. Now, look at about this good sex and good companionship, compatibility. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, y'all. And don't y'all judge me either, what I'm about to say. You got some women out there, they would rather have sex with you than to actually get paid, to actually do something worthwhile doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why that is. But that is the strangest thing I ever seen in my life. They would sit there. They would rather, if you tell them to go in your house and clean up your kitchen, they'll look at you stupid. They'd rather have sex with you for less money than cleaning up your kitchen. Ain't that some crazy stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm lying. See, I ain't have a whole lot to say because I just popped up in here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we know you just got out the male chorus choir rehearsal, Brother Mighty Clouds of Joy. The reunion concert is coming up over there in Mississippi. I know you was practicing, Brother.
Yeah, I like that. Come on in the room.
Go ahead and sing it for us.
Because Jesus is my doctor. And he does give me all of my medicine. Let me quit that. I ain't supposed to be playing with the Lord like that. But that is true, though. So don't.
Testify, Reverend.
Testify. I'm just saying. But look, I just peeped up in here. And I ain't really heard everything that just went on. So I'm not going to sit there and hold you along with all that. And pardon me about all that first interruption. But I ain't know y'all had me on the line.
Well, you can't help it, brother. But all right. So let me go ahead on play and thank you for calling in again, now, brother. Okay, brother. All right. Let me go back to LAR. LAR, turn the volume up.
No, you can't play my defense. Go home, bro.
Right. They ain't got it. Oh, shit, hold on a second. Shout out to Carl Zabinian, the attorney. Hey, Mr. Jackson, Mr. Elliott, I'm watching chat. Texas informant at the end of the day, she better be your friend and you better be her friend. I agree. This guy's actually played the old guy. He's about Isaac Hayes. Who's trying to get the word from Terrence Howard to beat him? Oh, man, did he call him Isaac Hayes? Oh, man, Isaac Hayes was ain't Isaac Hayes from. By the time I get to beat it, she'll be right. When I see her walking down the street,
and none but to cry each time you meet.
Walk on by, walk on. Right. Let me hold on a second. Let me go to some of the callers. 678, you're on the line. 678, it'll be the last one.
678-1023.
Oh, my bad.
Yo, hello. Yo, what up? This is Joe.
What up, brother? What's up?
Right, what's up, O'Shea? What's up, LAR? Yeah, I just want to make two quick points, man. One quick point was what that old dude said earlier. I think, I mean, a lot of people probably laughed at him, but I think he made a good point. I mean, with the bugging thing, you got to think, if you got somebody, like, say you doing everything she wants you to do, but you know what I'm saying, she getting a little too attached even though you told her what it is. It's easier to bug her and not have her, you know what I'm saying, being spiteful to you than, you know what I'm saying, just cut her off and deal with consequences.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's any truth to that.
Well, say it again. Let me hear you one more time. The last part.
No, I was saying what the caller had said earlier. He was like, you know, an easy way to get rid of a woman, like if she likes sweating too much, is just to bug the shit out of her.
Okay. Man.
Like, that shit works. Like, instead of just, you know what I'm saying, cutting off, having a key up your car, just motherfucking start calling her ass, like, over and over and over again. That shit dead ass work, bro. But
yeah,
the other point I wanted to make, man, was as far as compatibility, I think compatibility is way more important because it's like, if you're compatible with somebody, then usually you can have, like, better mm-hmm. conversation with them. And if you can talk things out with somebody, you can make it easier to get past, like, all that other stuff. Like, you can teach somebody how to have better sex. So I think it's more compatibility.
Okay. No, I agree with that, brother. Anything else you want to say about this real quick before we –
Oh, no, man. I like y'all, man. Y'all been doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Big fan of shit. Keep it up. Brother Pill, keep it up. Shit.
Oh. All right, brother. Appreciate you for calling in. Thank you so much, man. All right, LAR, man. Anything else you want to say? All right, yeah. So, guys, I got to, yo, check this video out, man. Who saw the King God episode on that Vibe show? So we finally got a video to break 10,000 views. I mean, not on, you know, my channel, obviously, but we uploaded a video for Kanganda. You thought, should African Americans get citizenship in Africa? So yeah, man, that's your boy behind there, right? So we're excited about that project. It's really, really good.
Photographer. Join Guru Shots, the world's greatest photography game.
And all these other places they're coming from, India and different Arab nations, they're coming into the black communities, getting busy and lost.
Our country. Addiction, be a lot of citizenship.
Yeah, get it done. Yeah.